You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. The podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. As we kick around all the different topics today, including the top three. Now, we'll get to the quarterback conversation as well, because a lot of people on hold, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, in regards to if Aaron Rodgers does become available. You know, like, you're there's very few teams that are like, I'm all set. You're at least going to call. At least going to say, I need to know.
Absolutely.
I need to know.
Why would you? Dave Gettleman on line one. Giants, please. I mean, we have two first-round picks. We have two third-round picks, two fourth-round picks, and Daniel Jones. What do you want? What do you want?
Because with that skill set weapons in New York,
oh my
in
goodness.
That division,
if with Saquon,
did, in he, that division?
If he did that, what? If he did that, that
you
would,
can't say
I
that's
be,
giving up
I
your future.
I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad at
please
all.
Please do that.
And if you're Aaron Rodgers, don't you look at the Giants and think, I'll take that. No, I'll take that. The only thing you worry about there is their offensive line. That's the only thing you worry about is can they hold up? But skill set wise?
Can they hold up? Nice skill set.
Division?
Yeah. Nice running backs. Defense is okay.
It was good last year. They weren't terrible.
Defense in Green Bay.
They actually got better.
But does Aaron Rodgers want that smoke?
That New York City.
Because if he lands in New York, now all of a sudden Eli brought us two. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do this, we gave all that to get you. And you haven't even gotten out of the division.
They the best team in the division once he arrives? Giving up picks and DJ,
I would
better
say
than
so.
The Cowboys.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay.
Well, we're just giving up picks and who you said?
And Daniel Jones.
Oh, you giving him nick? He got all type of nicknames. You said DJ. I'm like, huh?
I'm lazy.
I'm used to Danny Dimes. So
it's too much work.
DJ's Derek Jeter and me.
There will never be
another DJ.
Sorry about
that. So he would absolutely take the Giants and kick them to another level. But the Giants are going
to
do that.
But you still have to get through Tom Brady. Like, that's the other thought is
you got to get through
NFC.
Tom. So you'd rather get through Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I'll take the aging Tom Brady.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Now, the other topic again, and we'll grab some calls, but the other topic that we had before is we're doing our market madness, which is going from market to market. 16 different markets now we'll go through. We start here in New York. Chris Canty gave us his top three stars, right?
Blasphemy.
Now, current players. And
Blasphemy.
The guys did not agree at all as he had. He had Judge 3,
KD 2,
and Jacob DeGrom, the Mets pitcher, that I had to let everybody in the rest of the country know who that is, as number one. And the tweets we've gotten on this, by the way, very interesting.
Okay. Is there a lot of smoke? There's smoke, I heard.
There's a lot of disagreeing.
Okay.
All right, let's just leave it at that.
You're an idiot, Jay.
Nikki Light said, you guys are totally wrong on this club list. Blake Griffin? Bro, what?
No one ever said Blake Griffin.
You guys mentioned that he would be...
Yeah, I said he would go. Those four would go before a whole lot of other dudes.
He said it's New York. Even though James Harden and Kyrie are nationwide famous in New York, they aren't getting that same recognition.
What?
Man, I can't argue
what
with people, man.
What are you talking
about? No, that's
what he said. They're not getting that same recognition.
I can't get into the conversations with people that just say things that are not factually true.
All right. Gourmet Chef Kev, who follows the show religiously.
He tweets at us so much.
He said D. Rose would get in before a lot of people. That's what he said about that.
He would get in.
I mean,
but Jay says, I'd say Aaron Boone. The Yankee manager gets a table before DeGrom. More people would recognize
Boone. I said Aaron Boone.
We talked about this during the break. When Jacob DeGrom had the long hair, it was something that kind of stood out.
Unique.
You're like, oh, there's a feature. There's something different about you.
Fair.
Ever since he cut the hair, I just don't see it. I wouldn't be able to just, hey, that's Jacob DeGrom. I wouldn't be able to just put it together like that.
Yeah, that's fair. And who said it? Was it a caller or was it Chris who said, unless he called ahead,
and Key told
said, he called ahead and said, "Hey, this is Jacob DeGrom. Hey, this is
hey Jacob DeGrom's coming. Have a table ready.
He needs a table in the back." Da 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 da. Then the people be like, "Oh, Jake's coming."
See, but anybody could play that game. I mean, look, I can't tell you how many reservations I've set up. Like, hey, look, you got Jay Williams coming through. They're like, "Sir, is this your voice?" No, it's not. I'm his assistant. It's easy to do that.
No, but I'm saying that's the only way when you start talking about him getting in front of a KD, a judge, those type of people. I mean, it just, you know.
Go ahead, Evan.
Yeah, no, I think what helps your argument, too, is like when Matt Harvey, who is a bigger star than Jacob DeGrom, was at his heyday, he went around New York City for Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show and asked people if they knew who Matt Harvey was. He was asking the question, and he couldn't say it. And he was a much bigger star and recognizable star than Jacob DeGrom was now.
Thank you.
That was actually one of the funniest bits.
Great point.
Him just randomly stopping people on the street, the old school man on the street thing, and was asking them, "Hey, have you heard about Matt Harvey? What do you think of him?" And there were people that actually knew the name, but had no idea they were actually talking to Matt Harvey at
this
the time.
This is how I don't understand how CC has Aaron Judge number three. Like, this is a Yankees town, man. Like, the Mets are incredible. Like, good for the Mets. This is a Yankees town. Like, Yankee stars will be forever indoctrinated into, mm-hmm. like, how we see fame here.
Sure.
It's just where it
is. Well, and that's true. So, but I guess they played for the Yankees. Because I was going to say, to me, just my feeling would be people would recognize Strawberry, Doc Gooden, but they were Yankees, too. So, you know.
It was like the Lakers. Like, L.A. is a Lakers town.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a Lakers town, as much as you want to say. I mean, look, they got stars in the Clippers, but it's
you
not.
You got to be top Lakers, though, otherwise.
We're going to talk L.A. tomorrow. Is L.A. tomorrow or later this week? We will do an L.A. list, but we'll do Phoenix coming up a little bit later on this hour as well. But we want to take some calls on this. Yeah, the Phoenix, that Arizona market, that could be interesting, too. We'll discuss that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's grab some more calls here. Let's see. Let's go with let's go with Courtney in Florida. Courtney.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I was calling to see what do you guys think about Aaron Rodgers possibly going to the Saints?
To the Saints.
That would make sense. The problem is I don't know what the Saints have to give up, but it certainly I would switch out those other two quarterbacks for Aaron Rodgers. It wouldn't even be close. I love Jameis Winston. I think he has a bright future in the NFL under Sean Payton, but if Aaron Rodgers is available and Sean Payton can get Aaron Rodgers, he tried to get damn Tom Brady. So what make you think he wouldn't go get Aaron Rodgers?
Agree. I want to let's take G in Iowa. G.
Yeah. Yeah, Keyshawn, I just want to tell you, man, you might not be in the Hall of Fame, man, but there ain't nobody in the world that go over the middle on third down that I'd want to have receiving the ball more than you. And Jay Will, one free throw don't define your career, brother. You are a man.
Wow.
And as far as that race and stuff goes, y'all said Tyreek Hill, but a few years ago when he was the fastest man in that play and he's running that touchdown back, did either one of y'all happen to notice D'Anthony Thomas was right beside him backpedaling? Because that dude's the fastest dude in the NFL.
What,
I know he might be on a free agent right now.
What happened to breaking somebody down and then building them back up, man? Like, you can't just break me down and just move on.
Well,
damn.
What did you say?
He just said, yeah, don't let a free throw define your career. I was like, damn, what the?
Well, because people probably on the social media stuff was killing you because of the missed free throw.
Man, shut up, Key.
What you?
There was no social media then.
What do you mean?
Then?
No,
about,
I said right
was
now.
Social media.
Right now, people trying to kill you on social media, you know, throughout the weeks, the days. They go at you because of the missed free throw.
Why are you trying to back this man up?
I'm not back.
Whose side are you on, damn it?
I'm telling you why he said that.
It was so unnecessary.
Shut my ass about you, Keith.
Come on, man.
You were just great over the middle. You're just amazing.
So great over the middle, Keyshawn, Jay. Don't let that one free throw define your career.
Jay, never mind.
I'm just glad it wasn't the other mistake I made.
National champion, number 12 pick. You know, that one free throw.
You say that sometimes in the show. Great friend you are. Great support system you are.
Progressive Insurance is great.
Yes, that's how we got the sponsor. You're welcome, Jay.
And they do take care of motorcycles. Oh, did I say that?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Honestly, though, it's just the fact that he just went on and gushed about you.
About Key.
And something so like.
Key rubbing his eyebrows the whole time he got to Key's like, yeah, tell me more about me, my skin, my eyebrows.
See,
tell
that's
me
enough about me.
You're a bully.
Talk more about
but
me.
That's why.
You're a bully, damn it.
Stop, man. Because you really got people out there believing that I'm a bully. You really
73.
Do. Well, that is. Yeah. That was one tick higher, you know.
But I mean, just Jay, just like waiting for like the kind compliment. Jay? It's his turn now. Come on, Jay. By the way, it's for the people at home.
Just the people
knock it down. Oh,
and I didn't spill the coffee.
Let me see if you can at least
knock it down. Molly, give me a pass.
Knock it down. Oh, we want an assist from Molly.
Molly Kerim just walked in.
Molly Kerim is in the studio.
Oh, nice pass.
And?
Well, that's part of the problem there.
My fault, Molly.
That's part of the problem right there.
It's a good pass by Molly.
Oh, my goodness. Tremendous. Hey, more basketball coming up here. 888-729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
Let's bet on that. That was great.
Your face.
I felt so bad.
People, though. Stay focused here.
Mount up.
KJZ, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn in for Zubin. We go to the Goodyear Hotline right now to bring in Jeff Van Gundy, ESPN. I can't even.
JVG.
ESPN NBA analyst. It's not.
JVG, we have to get them to change the angle on all your interviews because it's like you were sitting back and the angle was like on his veer up on NBA Countdown the other day. We got to talk to him about that, JVG.
Was it?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's no good angle for me. You know what I mean? It's just, hey, it's just which is worse. So I appreciate you looking out for me, but there's no good answer.
Coach, let me ask you this, man. How important was it for us to get that win against the Suns last night?
I don't know
night?
If he knows what us means.
No, he knows.
What team are
coach
you referring
knows.
To?
He coach knows. I don't need
you're,
to tell
you're
him.
Back on the bandwagon, huh? Okay, I like it. I like it. You know what I think was important? Is that Anthony Davis played as many minutes as he played. Because the Lakers, for everybody's talk of the depth, they got two guys that separate themselves, James and Davis. And if Davis is capable of playing huge minutes like he did last night, playing exceptionally well, they have the advantage. No matter where they end up in the standings, if James can come back and play high minutes and play great basketball, and Davis can do that, then all their other role players are going to look a lot better. If too much is put on their plate, they're just – it's not a knock, but they're just not good enough if those guys can't play huge minutes.
Jeff, if I were to – you are the head coach of those Los Angeles Lakers right now, and I know you want to win as many games as you can, you want to finish the season strong, but if you had to see in the first round – who would you rather see, the Utah Jazz or the Phoenix Suns?
Phoenix.
Why?
Because Davis has, like, an advantage. They have no matchup for Davis. So, if Davis has no matchup, and I like the Lakers, the possibility of their guard defense. I know Schroeder's out right now, but – Caruso's a good defender. Caldwell Pope's a good defender. Wes Matthews is a physical, tough defender. So I think they have some backcourt matchups that would work fairly effectively against the great backcourt that Phoenix has. But again, it comes down to Anthony Davis. Like, they just don't have a matchup for him.
Jeff Van Gundy joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. So let's go into the East, and as we watch the Celtics these last month or so with them, it's odd. I mean, I was reading in the Globe, and as the story goes with them, they just look like a team that needs to be motivated. And at a time like this, that's hard to believe. What are you seeing from the Celtics that might cause you concern?
A lot of people have had a huge consternation about the Celtics all year long. And I think what they're overlooking is their injury situation, their COVID situation, that has completely disrupted their season. Right now, Jaylen Brown is out. They've had Robert Williams out. Tatum missed a ton of time. Smart missed a ton of time. Fournier just getting back off COVID. So I've put a lot of it on, their disruption and their injuries, and they've lost depth over the year. But that first half against Miami is unacceptable to a team who has goals that I think the Celtics should have, which is to go deep in the playoffs. They had one of those against San Antonio in the first half a few games ago. They were able to overcome that and have that remarkable comeback win. But it's got to be disturbing and disappointing to Brad Stevens that his team and their players take so many first halves off. It's just not acceptable.
Well, Jeff, I was going to say, there was a stat we saw on NBA Countdown the other day. I think 39 of the games that the Celtics have played, they've had a double-digit deficit, which is just an absurd number. How do you think Kemba Walker fits into this equation for the Celtics? Is he the answer for them, not only this season, but also long-term?
Well, I think Kemba Walker, like you saw in Chicago the other night, after he had been out four games for injury, when he was fresh, he was really good. You know, he had his quickness. But no consistency throughout the year. So played a great game against Chicago, comes back against Miami, doesn't do a whole lot. And, you know, I think there's health-related issues with his knee, obviously, that plague him. I think they're still trying to figure out Tatum and Brown. They're their dominant players. How does Walker fit in? And with the addition of Fournier, and I don't know if they have to rotate their players differently so Walker's off the floor when Tatum and Brown are on, so that when he comes back in, he can have the ball in his hands. But I do think they have to figure it out, because I don't think they can go very far unless their top four guys are playing really well together.
Coach, I know you've been in this situation before with a different opinion than the officials on the way someone should be officiated. David Griffin was fined based on his comments made about the officiating with Zion. How difficult is it for somebody to officiate a guy like this?
Well, I think, first of all, I'm biased because my brother coaches the team, right? So I've watched every game but two that New Orleans played. The first thing I'm impressed with is Williamson does not whine. I mean, I think he actually should complain more, because we know in the NBA that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? But he doesn't. He is very matter of fact with the officials. He never tries to show him up. But the officiating of superhuman strength, like Shaquille O'Neal, I had a guy, Yao Ming, that was huge, that took unnecessary beatings, and now Williamson. They're just really fortunate in the NBA that all three of those guys who are so poorly officiated and never given the benefit of the doubt, that they didn't have an anger issue. Because if they did, think about Shaq back in the day. If he had an anger issue for all the shots he took above the shoulders, I mean, full force swings, just because he didn't fall down and flop and whine and cry, if he had anger, he could have taken out a whole team, right? But he didn't. And I just feel that, unfortunately, in the NBA, the power players, because the NBA doesn't want a power game, they want a finesse game, that they're not going to ever be given the benefit of the doubt. While as a guy like Steph Curry, as great as he is, and I love him, if he took some of the hits that Zion Williamson took, you'd have guys suspended for life if they took those shots at a guy like a protected entity like Steph Curry. Yeah.
Jeff, well, how about Luka Doncic? I mean, another technical foul last night. I mean, it just seems like these things are continuing to rack up for him.
Yeah, you know, Doncic, like, I don't even know what they were arguing about, what he was arguing about last night. Like, that was a clear cheap shot at Colin Sexton, and really unnecessary. I mean, like, if Colin Sexton's getting too physical for you, you got to check your feelings. You got to understand. Like, I'm being a little too sensitive right now. Like, Doncic is so great, and we've seen this throughout the course of our game. Like, this guy is a dominant offensive talent. I mean, his size, his skill, his vision, all of it, off the chart. But the constant whining, while it may not affect his performance, I don't know how Rick Carlisle and he feel about how it impacts his performance. It may not impact his performance, but it's not a great look. And for one, I think the NBA officials take far too much off far too many players. I don't understand all that they absorb on a game-in, game-out basis. I think the NBA league office should encourage the NBA official to clamp down on the amount of whining that goes on nearly every call in our league.
Well, that's a whole other debate, because there's two ways to definitely look at that, Coach. I mean, it seems like this year more than ever there's a lot more heightened response to complaints by players. But it clearly comes down to frustration. But I wanted to get into this topic with you that I'm curious of your answer, as we're now a week left in the regular season. We've seen a lot of great performances from different coaches. If you had to choose, who would be your coach of the year?
Well, they always kid me that I give it out to everybody, because I think everybody does a great job. And I really truly do believe that. But listen, I think, you know, in the Western Conference, you got to start with the top two guys, Monty Williams and Quinn Snyder. I think they've done a remarkable job. I think Michael Malone has a great case, too, for what Denver's accomplished, particularly with all their injuries throughout the year. And then the Eastern Conference, you know, Doc Rivers, I don't believe, has been given enough credit for how he's brought that team together. Steve Nash has done a remarkable job. And, you know, I can't go a whole interview without mentioning the New York Knicks and the job Tom Thibodeau has done. I think those six guys, I think they've done terrific jobs. And I'll tell you who else you have to throw in there is Nate McMillan from Atlanta. I think he's what he's been able to accomplish with that team over the last couple months has been astounding.
Yeah, I feel like what he's done, I have this to say, and I wonder how you feel about it. Who's done more with less? And that might sound like a shot at the players, but it's just talking about when you're stacking up talent versus talent. I just feel like Tibbs has done more with the least amount of talent. Would that make sense to make that argument?
Yeah, I think sometimes we equate sometimes coaching more talent is harder than it's looked upon. Yeah. I think not that any guy that none of these teams have overwhelming talent other than the Nets. And the Nets, frankly, haven't been healthy enough to say they've had overwhelming talent. But I agree. I think the job of a coach in any sport is to get the most he possibly can out of the talent at hand. And I think Thibodeau, what do they have, 38 wins right now, and they were predicted by Vegas to have 22.5.
Right.
Like, it's astounding. He and Julius Randle, to me, have put together a season for the ages. And I think Leon Rose, what he was able to do in getting Derrick Rose so cheaply, he's been their second most important player. Alec Burke and Quickly, they've got terrific perimeter depth. So I think the components for overachievement, everybody gets to share in the credit, but Thibodeau has absolutely gotten them to defend every night and play unselfish, sound basketball.
Jeff, thanks for your time. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, Jeff Van Gundy on the Goodyear Hotline. So coming up next, we've got Back to Market Madness we go, as we go into Phoenix and find the top three stars out of that market. We'll do that after Key has this from Hulu.
Still pounding on that remote control night after night? Hulu has all the shows and movies you love. And before you ask, do they have The Handmaid's Tale, Grey's Anatomy, or SportsCenter? The answer is yes. Whatever you're into, live sports or news or award-winning originals and premium channels, it's time to have Hulu. Hulu plans start at $5.99 for thousands of shows, movies, and Hulu's originals. And you can add other premium channels in live TV, and it's all on the same app, so you're not having to download a million different things. Keep the drama on your TV and keep streaming simple. It's time to have Hulu. Restrictions do apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Let's take Stump in New York real quick. Stump.
This is one of the best shows in the history of television.
Thank you.
So, you know, you got KB.
Y'all hear that out there, bosses?
Yeah. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive.
eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
All right, so here we go. More Market Madness for you on KJZ ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So we started Market Madness earlier in the show. What we'll do, again, we go through 16 markets. We take the top three current athletes in that market. The number ones will move on to a 16-player field that we'll do, and you, the listeners, the viewers, will vote on who wins overall in the country. So we did New York. Chris Caney gave us his three. He had Aaron Judge.
Number three.
Kevin Durant, number two. And Jacob DeGrom, the Mets pitcher, at number one. So let's move on to Phoenix. John Gambadoro, Gambo, host of Gambo and Burns on Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. He gives us his top three in Phoenix.
All right, the three biggest stars in Phoenix. I had a hard time with number three. It's either Buda Baker or Chris Paul. I'm going to go with CP3. Even though he's only been here for a short time, he is leading the Suns to the playoffs for the first time in a decade. He is star number three. Number two, I'm going to stick with the Suns because they're hot right now. They're going to be in the playoffs. They have a chance to be the number one seed. I'm going to go Devin Booker. He was drafted by the Suns. He's gone through a lot of agony. He's the star. He re-signed here on a max contract. He never wanted to leave and get out like others have. So Devin Booker is star number two. And number one, this is the easiest. It's Fitz, Larry Fitzgerald. Even though he may retire, we think he's going to retire, he's still right now the number one star in Arizona by far, in a landslide. He's an original Cardinal, drafted number three overall. He's been here for 17 years, and he is the legend. The fans love him. He is star number one.
Mm. My man Gambo, Buda Baker.
Buda Baker.
Buda Baker.
But I agree he's with
him. So Chris Paul? No Kyler Murray, no J.J. Watt.
Yeah, that's Kyler Murray is interesting to me because he's the quarterback of the team, of the football team in Arizona. And
what's the biggest team in that market? Would it be the Cardinals? Is that the biggest team in the market, or is the Suns?
I would think it would be the Cardinals.
Is the Cardinals?
Yeah, I would think it would be the Cardinals. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. In that market.
So that, like, everybody loves the Cardinals. Suns are the Suns.
It just would, it seems like it would be Larry Fitzgerald for sure, number one. That would have been my one. And then I would have just, you know, Devin Booker's fine. CP3 yeah. is fine, but I just not Buda Baker over Kyler Murray, but I don't live there, so I don't.
See, okay. I would have really went. Know. I would have went Larry Fitzgerald, number one, legend, obviously. I would have went Devin Booker, number two. I would have went J.J. Watt, number three. And I know he's just arriving there, but J.J. Watt's a pretty massive name. You see J.J. Watt walk up, you know who J.J. Watt is.
Yep.
Like, you might lose Kyler Murray a little bit through the miss appeal. I mean, you'll still recognize it because I'm sure he'll make his entrance, but it's J.J. Watt.
Yeah, your eyes will – your eyes like, certainly won't turn to Kyler Murray, right? I mean, with J.J. Watt, you go, oh, and then you'll figure out, oh, that's J.J. Watt. But I just think Kyler Murray, how he came in, the coach gets fired after 1 year. It's Josh Rosen's on the move. Kyler Murray's in along with Cliff Kingsbury, Hail Mary, just all that stuff. That's mm-hmm. why I would think he would be in there. But Gambo knows. He has the pulse of the city.
No D-Hop, huh? No DeAndre Hopkins? Mm. It's interesting. I mean, he's the one that made the Hail Mary catch.
That's where I feel like we really need to have like a what are the
there's nothing unique
standards for this.
But see, there's nothing unique about D-Hop that would make you go, oh, that's the, you know, you would have to be in it, a real football guy.
Do you mean
guy.
Presence when we talk about this? Like someone who once they walk into, whether it's a lobby, whether it's, you know, you walk up into a, you know, you pull up at whatever place it is and you get out of the car, it's like everybody's eyes are drawn like.
Yeah, if Fitzy walked up in Arizona, everybody's eyes would go there. Devin Booker, everybody's eyes. CP3, everybody's eyes. I would just think J.J. Watt, size-wise, your eyes go right to the size until you figure out, oh, there's J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
You know, say Kyler Murray, just because of name recognition and he's the quarterback of the team, I just automatically assume he would be in the mix. It would take a minute, you know,
but it's just
statue.
If you're like in a big crowd, though, you may not even see Kyler Murray.
Wow.
What? We're being honest about it.
I'm
just being real about it.
I didn't say you wasn't real about it. Sizes? You'd be like, hey, little guy.
Hey, little man.
Do you toss him your keys? Here you go.
Oh, my God.
What?
Don't even get me I'll tell you
Did
about that.
Did that happen?
No, tell me about it.
I want to hear the reaction we just
somebody
got.
Somebody tossed you their keys?
Oh, no. Yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It was yesterday I was shopping.
Okay.
And
you're processing whether you actually want to tell the story or not. Man, I see it in real time. I see
it. I was shopping yesterday. No, this is real, man. I was shopping yesterday. Me and Vance. We were shopping. And I'm on the rack, and I'm looking at the thingies and doing the whole thing. Lady walked up to me and goes, can you help me with?
Oh. Did you play along?
The hell no. I said, do it look like I work here?
Alan's looked at me.
And I said, do it look like I work here?
Oh, no.
And really? the dude that actually worked there was like on the other side. Him and the young lady just started laughing. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't work here. I look like I have on the uniforms that they have on.
Profiling.
Man, I don't know what she was doing.
Same thing you did to James yesterday. Profiling. It came back to bite you. You did to James, our producer, profiling.
I don't know what the lady was doing, but right. She had me messed up.
There you go, James. Payback.
And you made me think about it when you say throw Kyler the keys.
Yeah.
Yeah, right,
you thought of that moment?
That's wrong, man.
That's happened to everyone. That happens to me. Okay with it.
I am not
I play
okay.
along. I'm like, yeah, let me help you with something.
No, I am not okay with that. No, I'm
you
not
don't
okay
think
with
funny.
That. Nope, I don't think it's funny.
Because I just don't ask for help.
Because I don't work at no damn department store, and I got my son standing there next to me. I wasn't dressed like somebody that worked at the store.
Well, you can always ask.
They have a uniform at the store?
Yeah, they got their whole, they had like black and in their little stripes and stuff on, yeah.
What store was this?
It sounds like a TGI Fridays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm a TGI. Come on, man, stop. Well,
no, it's what you just
I'm
said.
Grown.
But see,
I don't
just ask people for things. I say, excuse me, do you happen to work here? You can ask that.
No, she rolled up on me, though.
Excuse me.
Can you help me with this?
All right, that's different. That is different.
And you know, I froze.
I wish she just handed you the box. Can you please check me out, please?
Man, if Vance wasn't there, oh, I'd have chewed her ear off. But I just was like, no, I don't work here with an attitude.
Just nasty like that? Just
don't ask me. I mean, don't do that, though. Don't assume I work at – don't do that. Nope. Not going to have it. You profiling. May accept that.
Profiling.
I'm not accepting that.
Sounds like the way Key treated the media when he played in New York.
That's fair.
Well, it might be fair. I'm part of the media now to a degree.
See, I just feel like just roll with it. Whatever happens in life, you just roll with it.
To a degree.
You know, maybe I can help you.
That's the
what
stuff
are you looking
I wish
for?
I could have
You never
captured.
Know what that
no.
could lead to.
No, it doesn't. No.
You never know.
She thought I was going back there to help her with the shoes. I know what she thought. It wasn't, can you help me get
Excuse me, sir.
Like the young lady. Like the young lady on the plane. She says, hey, can you help me bring my bag down? Yes, you're asking me to help you bring the bag down. You don't assume I'm a flight attendant. I get that.
Right.
But you assumed, because I was in the shoe section and going through the stuff, that I worked.
Shining shoes.
No, but anyway, I think that Kyler Murray, you know, Kyler Murray is certainly.
You always try to bring it there.
Shiny
what?
Shoes.
Excuse me, Mr. Johnson. These aren't polished correctly.
This poor woman just needed
some
help.
Do I look like a shoe shiner?
Your face is shiny.
Coming up next, we've got Call a Roulette. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know the rules. That is next. KJZ, ESPN Radio.
After Jay has this.
Oh, Jay has something?
I got it.
Jay has something from Hulu.
Still pounding on that remote control night after night? Hulu has all the shows and movies you love. And before you ask, do they have The Handmaid's Tale or Grey's Anatomy or SportsCenter? The answer is yes, people. Yes, they do have this. Whether you are into live sports or news or award-winning originals and premium channels, it's time to have Hulu. Hulu plans to start at $5.99 for thousands of shows, movies, and Hulu originals. And you can add other premium channels and live TV. I have it. Trust me. I love it. And it's all on the same app, so you're not having to download a million things at once. Keep the drama on your TV and keep streaming simple. It's time to have Hulu. Restrictions apply.
It's time for Call a Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get to it. Call a Roulette, brought to you by Napa. Whether it's next day delivery or getting involved in their local communities, Napa goes above and beyond to serve you because their motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. Let's spin it. We begin with line five.
Hello, this is Daniel Richardson from Springfield, Missouri. I was listening earlier to the show when somebody said that Jacob DeGrom is the most valuable player to that city. And I would just like to say that's not too far of a hot take, because I'm from Springfield, Missouri, and I don't know much about baseball, and I don't watch, am not interested in baseball, but I am interested in Jacob DeGrom, just seeing him on social media, just killing people from the plate. And him being a really good player on a really bad team. Mm-hmm.
I hear, but would you recognize him if you were walking past him in a large group of people? Would he stand out to you? That's the question we're asking. I'm not questioning his dominant performance.
Yeah, he's good.
He's incredible. Yeah, I get all that. But are you like, hey, that's Jacob? I just don't know if you have that quick ability to recognize him like that.
No, you don't. You really don't. And his ability as a baseball player is great. But it's more than your ability as a basketball, football, baseball player, hockey, whatever. What else are you bringing to the table, star power-wise?
Exactly.
Like, you know.
Yeah, magnetism is, I think, a big part of this. Spin it. Playing Call a Roulette, as we always do this time. KJZ, ESPN Radio, we go to line two.
Hey, good morning, y'all. This is Dale. First off, I just want to say, Jay Will, your story is very inspirational. I don't know why it hasn't been made into a movie yet. And Key, stop picking on him. Anyway,
see, that's the problem. Jay got y'all thinking I'm a bully. You. Man, don't start that. Don't be listening to that crap.
I'm just joking. Anyway, yeah, I just want to see if we can finally lift this stigma off my Bengals, man, and say that Duke Tobin got it right, that we got some young receivers. Cincinnati's not going to be cheap and lose them in time. I think that Burrow's going to be a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I just want to get y'all's thoughts on it.
That's the question.
Well, first of all, get some sponsors inside y'all stadium.
Why are you always knocking Cincinnati?
But it's still that's the one thing about that franchise. I mean, do they still have an outdoor practice facility? They still don't have an indoor,
do
they?
I don't know if they built it, but as of right now, as far as I know, they have an outdoor deal.
It's just outdoor. They don't, like, and the weather there is not great.
Do you guys, let's actually be positive about this team for a minute.
Okay.
Do you not think they're moving in the right direction? I mean, getting Joe Burrow, being back healthy, drafting Ja'Marr Chase, do they not have the pieces? If you're running that organization,
they're becoming interesting.
Yes.
They're becoming interesting. But what he said was that you want to make sure they can have the resources to keep them together through, like,
well, first of all, they drafted a receiver instead of a future Hall of Fame potential tackle that could move the guard to protect your quarterback to be able to get the receivers the ball that they had on the team. So, no, I don't think they're moving in the
And would players want to stay there if the misery of practicing outdoors in early December, late November in Cincinnati?
As far as I know, they
have a bubble or something.
Maybe they added one. I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe
we have to find out.
Maybe Zach Taylor convinced them.
Let's spin it. Poor Jay. Line four.
You're picking on me again.
Guys, what's up? Mike from Queens. Listen, Jets. What's up, guys? Jets, Rodgers, no way. See Brett Favre, circa 2008. Been there, done that. Got the meme. How are we leaving Herm Edwards? Or for the Phoenix list? Gotta love Herm. And also, Jay Will, can we get CP3, the MVP? Because I think he really is what means most to teams.
So, like, all right, good stuff there, Mike. A lot of stuff to go through there.
Herm is there, but I don't. Herm ain't going to no clubs, though, man.
Yeah, but it's, again, we're using the fame thing, though. Herm shows up somewhere. People know Herm is.
Herm is up there.
I think people will recognize Herm in the Arizona area for sure.
And it's related to CP3 MVP. Damn, that was a tongue twister.
Well done.
Exactly. CP3 is right there for me. I think Jokic is going to win it. CP3 is the most valuable leader in the NBA currently for what he's done with that team. I don't know if the most valuable leader equates to MVP.
I wish he was in New York, too. He'd been what a difference maker he'd be here as well. Goodness. So you're right. But you saw what he did even in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I mean, he helped that group, and look at them now.
I really wish he was with the Clippers. I mean, I know they got Rondo, but if CP3 were with the Clippers, we'd be talking about the Clippers differently.
Maybe, or maybe he would rub them the wrong way, and guys like Kawhi and PG don't want that kind of leadership. Let's spin it. Line six.
Hey, this is Ben from Ramsey. I got a Green Bay Packers solution. Rodgers wants more offense. He wants to be like Brady with more weapons and knows what to do with. Slightly overpaying, but trade that number one pick for Julio, who they're looking to move anyway, and use your number two pick next year to get Brandon Cooks. That way he's surrounded and he's got no excuse not to show up.
I would probably trade a first, high, second for Julio. But I don't think that's going to keep Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you'd have to know that you kept Aaron. Like, I'd need him to sign an extension or something that guarantees him with me first before I give up that kind of an asset.
But the problem, though, man, is when you – I know we want Aaron Rodgers to go back in Green Bay and play, but the problem is going back in the building, and I don't really rock with you like that. And you walking past practice, and every time I see you, I'm frowning.
Brian G. got to go.
You know,
Brian G. has to
spin it one more time. Like, he walking past, he's at practice.
You can talk while we spin. Yeah, we can spin.
Spin it.
Yeah, spin it.
We can spin while he's talking.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I'm with you.
That somebody's got to go. Line four.
Matt from Syracuse. Alan Hahn, don't let Keyshawn tease you about your sock game. I wear my Buffalo Bills sock at least three days a week. So keep rocking your Knicks and your Rangers and all your socks. Don't listen to Key anymore. And on the Josh Allen topic, what's it going to take for you guys to talk about Aaron Rodgers getting traded to Buffalo, just like Baker Mayfield leaving Cleveland?
We talked about that like earlier.
Josh Allen?
I mean,
they're not trading Baker Mayfield. Why would I trade
think about
him?
The sock thing.